Why the heck is your website so slow? What's taking so long? Why is your website slow? Have you ever had that thought? Well, guess what? Today on Traffic Keys, we're going to be diving into just that, talking about our websites and speed, because guess what? You can do everything else right, but if you fail on this, if you have a slow website, you will not rank. Google will not send customers to you. Welcome to Traffic Keys. I am Atiba and I am your host. And today, that's what we're talking about, is how to figure out if you have a speed problem with your website and where you go to find out what that problem is. Okay, so that you can take it to a developer to help you fix it. But first, I gotta say this, which I said it already, but I gotta say it again because it bears repeating. You need to spend time and resources making sure that your website is fast. There are a few things that affect the speed of your website. Number one, your web hosting. That will affect the speed of your website. So if you went with a budget host where they're charging you $4 a month for web hosting, yeah, you're probably going to have a slow website. Ain't nothing you can do on that host because that's what you paid for. Okay. Now, I'm not saying you got to go out and spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but in even that $20 to $30 a month rate, you can find great web hosting that's going to be fast. So that's number one. You've got to make sure that you have good, fast, reliable web hosting. Then number two has everything to do with your website and the developer who built your website and how they coded your website. What's going on there? Okay. You've got to know this thing. Well, you don't have to know, but you have to know what the results were and if they did a good job for you and if they did a bad job. And if they did a bad job, it's time to fix it. But you're going to ask me, but Atiba, how do I know? I mean, the website seems like it loads fast. How do I know? Or maybe you've been thinking, my website is slow. And believe me, if you're thinking your website is slow, everyone else is. And Google knows it's slow. And Google won't send anybody to you. You see, Google hates slow websites because, as we've talked about so many times here on Traffic Keys, Google loves user experience. They pride themselves on user. They want their users to have a good experience. When they click on a link and go to a website, they want the user to have a fantastic experience. And if your website is slow, and let's quantify slow, if your website takes longer than 2 seconds, longer than, push it out to 2.5 seconds to load, that's slow. Okay? Slow. That's right. Two and a half seconds. That's slow, and Google's not going to be happy with that, and they're not going to want to rank your website. So this is a three-part series that we're going to be discussing. I'm going to show you three free tools to help you start to even understand if you have a problem with speed on your website, number one, and then number two, how to diagnose it. Now, you're going to say, dude, why do I need three tools for that? Yeah, that's so here's the fun part. Google itself. So two of the tools that I'm going to show you are Google's tools themselves. Google has two tools to test your website for speed and get this, they give different results. And Google says, yeah, just do your best. Was literally what Mueller said at Google. Just do your best and make it as fast as possible. Like, that's great guidance. Thanks, guys. Right? So there are three tools. Two of them that we'll discuss are Google's. One is not. And so we're going to do one today, and then today's Tuesday. We'll do another one on Thursday and the third one on Friday. Show you three tools. And my suggestion is you benchmark your website against all three of them. You check all three tools and see what they have to say. and make sure that all three of them are saying good stuff about your website, because then you're pretty sure you're doing well. But if one is highlighting a problem, you may want to focus on that. So let's jump into the first tool here, guys. And this is from our friends up at GT Metrics. Okay. GT Metrics does a really great job of, here, let me pull this up here and switch this view. There we go. That looks good. Okay. So this is at gtmetrics.com. There is a link down below for it. You can click on that. It's a free tool, so it's not an affiliate by any stretch of the imagination. Well, actually, they do have pricing, but I've been using their tool forever, and I've never paid. I have an account. You can create an account for free, and it will let you do everything you need to do. So I don't even know what they offer for pricing, to be honest with you. I've never even looked. But this is the dashboard, and I'm going to kind of walk you through this, okay? I did a search for I don't even remember what the search was for, but I went to like page 11 on the search way back in the back, and I pulled out this website here, and I'm going to click analyze, and it will go out and start to analyze this URL like it says on the screen here. Now, the couple things as it's doing its work that I want to point out, it's going to tell you that its test server location that it's testing against is in Vancouver, Canada. Okay. And then it's also going to tell you this using Chrome desktop as the browser. Those are settings that you can rerun your test and change later on. So for example, if you know you're running a local business in Dallas, Texas, and 90% of your people are in Dallas, Texas, you may not want a server as far away as Vancouver. Okay. Likewise, if you know everybody hits your website from a phone, you may not want to test against the Chrome desktop version. You may want to test it against a mobile browser. So here are the results that have popped up here for us from this search from GT Metrics. Okay. And so first thing you're going to see here is the grade. Obviously, we don't like a C. Cs are not good, right? Cs are bad. And we want this grade to be an A. And it tells us, why did we get a C? Well, our performance, we had a 77% on performance, and we got a 78% on structure for this website. It's not my website. It's just a random website that I pulled. Then there's something called Core Web Vitals. And this is very important because the third tool that we're going to look at on Friday dives deep into Core Web Vitals, one of Google's tools. This is one of Google's newest things here in June 2021, Core Web Vitals as ranking metrics that talk about how your website perform. And this site seems to be doing really well for Core Web Vitals. Largest contentful paint, if I can speak, 1.5 seconds. So that's less than 2 seconds, like we said. Very little blocking time, and cumulative layout shift. Couldn't get that out at a zero. CLS, cumulative layout shift. Have you been to a website and it loaded, and then you try to click on something, but it moved because it was still loading and stuff was moving around, or a big picture came in and pushed it out of the way? Right. That's called layout shift. And Google is cracking down on it like big time right now, that they don't want any CLS on a page. Anyway, so this is your overall score here. And then if you come down and you scroll down a little bit, you'll see they give you a summary that breaks down exactly what is going on, what your TTFB, which stands for time to first byte, how long it takes for your server to respond. So this is one of those things here, guys, where, remember when I said about the web hosting? If you are on a slow web host, then your TTFB may be very long, right? That's the time it takes for your server to respond that someone's looking for your website. Yeah, if it takes over a second, this one's a half a second, 0.6 seconds. If it takes a second for your server to respond, then, well, yeah, not good, okay? And lots of us are first contentful paint, and we'll talk about some of these in just a little bit. But It gives you a picture of when things are happening, and then it highlights your top issues, okay? Your top issues here. So for this site, they have a medium issue of use explicit width and height on image elements. Like, I mean, that tells you exactly what you need to go fix, right? Avoid an excessive DOM size. Now, you probably have no idea what that is, and that's okay. But your web developer would. And so you can take this report, and I'm not going to go through the rest of the stuff here, but you can take this report here, and where is it? You can either download the PDF over here. You see this nice big red button, or you see it says share this report. You can click this little link right here, and it will give you a link to this report that you can say to your developer, hey, I need this stuff fixed, and here is the report that says what's going on. Now, let me be perfectly clear with you on this. Outside of choosing a better host, web host for your website that's going to be faster, and I'm not going to give you a recommendation on web hosts because there are tons of them out there, and somebody's good today and then they suck tomorrow. So that's research you're going to have to do on your own, okay? Just like I do for every site that I do. I've got to go figure it out. Who's good now, right? And then when they're no longer good, move. Anyway, other than making that choice, everything else here in terms of performance needs to be done by a professional. You really can't affect this on your own, okay? So when I tell you don't hire an SEO, yes, don't go hire an SEO, but definitely hire a web developer who can fix this stuff, right? And if you don't know how to hire a web developer, you don't have one because you built your own site or however you got to your site, maybe the developer is gone, whatever the case may be, you can go to Upwork. You can go, don't go to Fiverr. You can go to Upwork, and I wouldn't go to onlinejobs.ph. So actually just go to Upwork, okay, and say that you're looking for a developer who can help you, all right, who can help you fix the speed issues with your site. Then send them the link to this report. Send them the link to this report and ask them, okay, what are you going to do to fix these problems? When have you fixed an excessive DOM size before, and what does it take to fix it? And if they're not willing to tell you what they're going to do, don't hire them. Don't hire them. Because after they tell you, go look it up. You're not going to do it yourself, but go look it up. Look up what they say and see if other people are saying, yeah, that will fix the problem. You still won't do it yourself, but at least you know that they're telling you something that absolutely makes sense. Okay, so jumping back here now, back to the top. So this is the summary page. Then you also have a performance tab. And on this performance tab, it breaks down your performance. So you see lots of green over here, which is really great, right? The time to interactive. Time to interactive is how long does it take before your website can actually be interacted with by a human being. So 1.7 seconds, that's good. Less than 2 seconds. Total blocking time, 1 millisecond. This is one of the ones that, so let me be blunt and, well, let me be honest, not blunt. Let me be honest and say, when a client comes to me, even at our agency, and they have issues with speed, we don't tackle that. We don't, okay? Because we're not developers. We send that out to a developer and let them handle that, right? Because of stuff like this, blocking time. Why in the world are there things that are blocking other things from happening? I don't understand it. Okay. For everything that I know about computers and the internet and stuff, the whole blocking time thing baffles me. And it just does. CLS, the cumulative layout shift, we touched on earlier. And then over here, we've got the first contentful paint, right? So that's the first time that you can actually see something. So you can't interact with it, but how long does it take for you to actually see something on the screen for the user? 1.5 seconds. The speed index, so, you know, 3 seconds, which is not good here, right? And so the speed index is kind of a mashup of the rest of these, which is, what does it say here? How quickly the contents of your page are visibly populated. So That's everything populated. That's the speed index, okay? This one isn't good. And that's one of the things, too. Each one of these three reports, they have their own metrics, which is asinine, but they do, right? Like speed index, I don't think exists on any other report. Largest contentful paint does. This is one that does exist. And this is how long it takes for the largest amount of data to actually be populated on the screen. So then it breaks down even further, actually. In the browser timings, you can get even more detailed so that your developer can really come in here and see what the heck is going on to figure out where they have to go to fix it. Sometimes, guys, it's simple, right? I remember there was one site that was just a bear. And you know what it turned out to be? It was a WordPress site, and there was a plugin that was deactivated. But even though it was deactivated, it still had some remnant code in it that was old, and that was causing a long blocking time and slowing down the entire site, right? And so that's why I say, don't try to fix this on your own, because you really got to know what you're doing, getting in, looking at this type of stuff, okay? There are more tabs here. It talks about the structure. There's a waterfall. I love the waterfall. Personally, this is where I come to see what's actually going on when I'm looking at a site and I need to tell a developer, because this is going to tell you literally everything that's being loaded on your website and how long it takes. So they have this here, this admin-ajax.php file takes 2.3 seconds to load. Like, why? What's it doing? Right. And so you can come in here and see exactly where the time is being spent to get in and analyze further what's going on. So, guys, this is GT Metrics. Okay. Again, a free tool. We're going to do three free tools on how to test your speed of your website. All right. And all I want you to do is go to each one of the tools after we talk about it, and put your site in and test it. See what comes back. See if you're doing great. See if you're doing okay. Or see if you downright suck. Because you may not even know that you suck. You may not even know that you suck. Yeah, it's crazy. And we'll talk more about that on Friday when we get into Google Lighthouse, because that's a whole different animal. Okay. And your site may load really fast and you think, oh, my site's great to your naked eye. And then you put it in Lighthouse and Lighthouse says it sucks. And you're wondering how, why, what happened? Yeah. So anyway, I hope this was helpful for you. GTmetrics.com. It's a free tool. Go put your website in and test it. See how it does. And based on how it does, then you'll know, do I need to go find a professional to help me fix this problem? And if you have a problem, right? Like for me, if a site's ranking at a B or below, I have a problem. If you have a problem, hire a professional to fix it. All right. Okay, everybody. Thanks for being here on Traffic Keys. I will see you tomorrow.